Amos, chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders from Tekoa. He saw a vision concerning Israel during the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and during the days of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He said, "The Lord roars from Zion. From Jerusalem he sends out his voice. The pastures of the shepherds dry up, and the top of Mount Carmel withers." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Damascus, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they cut up Gilead with iron threshing boards. So I will send fire against the house of Haziel, and it will consume the fortresses of Ben-Hadad. I will break the bars of the gates of Damascus, and I will cut off the one seated in the valley of Avon, and the one who holds a scepter in Beth-Eden. So the people of Aram will go into exile toward Kir. The Lord has spoken." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Gaza, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they sold an entire population into exile, handing them over to Edom. So I will send fire against the city wall of Gaza, and it will consume her citadels. I will cut off the one seated in Ashdod, and the one who holds a scepter in Ashkelon. I will also turn my hand against Ekron, and what is left of the Philistines will perish. The Lord God has spoken." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Tyre, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they delivered over an entire population and exiled them to Edom, and they did not remember a treaty of brotherhood. So I will send fire against the city wall of Tyre, and it will consume her citadels." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Edom, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because he pursued his brother with a sword, and he had no compassion. His anger kept tearing Israel apart, and his fury raged without stopping. So I will send fire against Teman, and it will consume the citadels of Bozrah." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of the Ammonites, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead in order to enlarge their own territory. So I will ignite a fire against the city wall of Reba, and it will consume her citadels with a battle cry on the day of war, with a strong wind on the day of the storm. Then their king will go into exile, he and his officials together. The Lord has spoken." Chapter 2. This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Moab, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they burned the bones of the king of Edom to make lime. So I will send fire against Moab, and it will consume the citadels of Kiriath. Moab will die in an uproar, with a battle cry, with a blast of a ram's horn. I will cut off the judge from her midst, and I will kill all her officials with him. The Lord has spoken." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Judah, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they rejected the law of the Lord, and they did not keep his statutes. Their lying idols led them astray, the idols that their forefathers followed. So I will send fire against Judah, and it will consume the citadels of Jerusalem." This is what the Lord says. "Because of 3 sins of Israel, because of 4, I will not hold back judgment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the poor into the dust of the earth, and they turn aside the claims of the oppressed. A man and his father go to the same young woman. In this way they profane my holy name. They stretch themselves out beside every altar. On pieces of clothing they seized as collateral. In the temple of their gods they drink wine obtained through fines. I was the one who destroyed the Amorites in front of them, the Amorites who were all tall as cedars, who were as strong as oaks. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots below. I myself brought you up from the land of Egypt, and I led you in the wilderness for 40 years. so that you would take possession of the land of the Amorites. I raised up some of your sons to be prophets, and some of your best young men to be Nazirites. Is this not so, you people of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazirites drink wine, and you commanded the prophets, you must not prophesy. Look, I am weighed down under you, just as a cart is weighed down when it is loaded with sheaves of grain. There will be no escape for the swift runner. The powerful man will not be able to exert his strength, and the strong warrior will not be able to save his own life. The archer will not stand his ground. The swift runner will not save himself, and the horseman will not save his own life. The most courageous among the warriors will flee naked on that day, declares the Lord.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.